Hey guys, it's Casey, and you are listening to the Legal Girl Pod. So for today's episode, I want to get right into it because it is one of my favorite topics, and it is something that I talk about so much with my friends, my family, and it's just one of the most important things in my life, especially during law school. And that is a routine. This is all about why you need a routine in law school and how designing your own routine and sticking to it honestly changes your life, and it's going to reflect in how you perform in law school and just how you feel on a day-to-day basis. I want to give a quick disclaimer. There are off weeks that I don't follow the routine that I set for myself. That is just human. And we all have off weeks that feel chaotic and crazy, and things just don't go the way that you expect them to or plan them to. That's life. But I do pride myself in typically following a set and admittedly very prepared routine. And there's a ton of reasons why I do this and why you should too. So let's get into it. When you're a law student, you're juggling literally hundreds of things in your mind at once, whether it's figuring out how you're supposed to outline for your finals, balancing, eating healthy, exercising, getting to class, or trying to understand property law. Having a set routine is going to allow you to block out time for everything that you need to accomplish. And while living by the seat of your pants does work for a while, because trust me, I've lived a portion of my life that way and somehow got by, it creates a lot of unnecessary anxiety and you will feel out of control, and inevitably some things will be forgotten, left undone. And in law school, we just can't have that. No one achieved their dream grades in law school by forgetting dumb little things that we could remember by having a routine. And I will say that even though my Google Calendar is strictly color-coded and nearly every single hour is accounted for in my day, it still somehow feels super freeing. And I think it's because I know that I'm on top of everything that I need to do. And I've learned that productivity paired with execution is super fulfilling. Okay, so when you're designing your perfect routine, here are the steps that you should take and that I take every Sunday when I'm planning out my week. So first I'll make a Google Doc, or I'll go old school and I'll take a sheet of paper and write a list of what I need to get done that upcoming week. And I'll make sure I write down any due dates for things that I have coming up. Then I'll get on my Google Calendar, which I would honestly be completely lost nowadays without, and I use the week's view on the calendar. Then I assign time blocks around the set things in my daily schedule, like classes, work, scheduled time to see friends, scheduled workout classes, anything like that. And then I'll begin to throw in time blocks to get studying and other work done. So for example, on Monday mornings, I'll set my alarm for 5:30, so I'll put that in the Google Calendar, and then I'll block off 5 to 10 minutes to meditate, and then from 6:30 to 8:30, that is typically blocked off because I know that I'll be at the gym. Then I'll block off about a half hour to shower, then another half hour to eat breakfast. It's really important to block off those types of things as well as like workouts and studying and stuff like that, because obviously you have to shower, you have to eat, and you need to schedule some time to relax as well, as weird as that sounds. But just make sure you're including those things too, because I know that you can kind of overthink that when you are blocking off time to be productive. But anyway, so after I block off that time, then I'll block off any classes that I have, which for me, I have one class on Mondays from 10 to noon. And then I'll give myself time blocks of about an hour or so to work on specific things. And I try to give myself 30 to 45 minutes in between each time block. So by this, I mean I'll give myself until 1 p.m. after class to get back home and eat lunch. And then maybe from 1 to 3, I'll block off that time to read for whatever class I need to read for. So for example, I would put 1 to 3 to get done the reading for a class that I have on Thursday that week. And then from 3:30 to 4:30, I'll block off that hour to work on a paper that I have due this upcoming Thursday, actually. So then I'll block off a few hours for dinner, relaxing, and I'll end my night with an hour or so of studying, if necessary. But ideally, I like to end my days with a book that's not law school related. However, if you're in law school, you know that this isn't always realistic, and reading for pleasure is a rarity. I'll also set the time that I'd like to be in bed for the night, so I know how many hours I have during that day to work and study and get everything done. And just note that the example I just gave is an example for my life currently. Some days I'll have more free days. Sometimes my days will be completely filled. Regardless, I'll know what my plan is the night before, and I'll be able to execute that plan from the minute I wake up to my first alarm. Okay, so I've done some research. I didn't want to just give you guys my personal reasons on why I love a good routine. I wanted to provide you with some science-backed reasons on why you should absolutely design and religiously follow a routine in law school. So the first is that the human brain makes about 35,000 decisions every single day. When I heard that, I mean, that's insane. So having a routine reduces the need to make decisions, and it reduces the chance of you feeling what's called decision fatigue, which is what doctors consider a state of mental overload that can impede a person's ability to continue making decisions. It can cause a person to feel overwhelmed, anxious, stressed, even when making the most subconscious, mundane, minimal decisions. It can also make you feel tired, give you brain fog, and just general mental fatigue. So we have to do our best to prevent this, guys. And having a routine helps decrease decision fatigue because you've already mapped out everything you're doing on any given day in your week. And so another little tip that I found in my research is that having a routine helps you save time. And time, especially as a law student, is our most valuable resource. And by following a routine, we are going to free up the time that would otherwise be spent on figuring out what you need to do every single day. Your routine is your predetermined schedule. So it has everything laid out in front of you that you need to accomplish for that day. I mean, that is about as efficient with your time as you can get. And I know that tip is a little obvious, but I actually found a tip that I was kind of surprised by in a way, but then I thought about how my life has changed with routines and makes total sense. So having a routine will help you break your bad habits. Unless you're allotting 3 hours of your day in your calendar to scroll social media, you're likely going to be able to break or at least lessen that habit. And I'm not saying that you can't spend some of your scheduled breaks to get on TikTok or Instagram. We're only human, but do your absolute best to be disciplined during your blocked off time, like your scheduled study or your working time blocks. And with this routine repetition, you're going to crave the mindless distractions less and less, and ultimately you're going to begin to break those habits. So this is my last tip, and I saved it for last because honestly, it might be my favorite and it resonates so much with me, and I'm sure it would with you guys too. And it's that having and following a routine allows you to build trust in yourself, which helps you build more self-confidence. When we stick with a routine, it gives us satisfaction and it helps prove to ourselves that we'll actually follow through on what we say we're going to do. As you make progress toward your goals, which is going to happen when you follow your set routine, your confidence in your own ability to meet your goals improves. And at the same time, making progress toward your goals improves your perspective of your own self-worth. I'll tell you guys, I've never been more confident since I actually started doing what I said I was gonna do. I know that when I say I'm gonna wake up for studying for class early or waking up early for a workout, and then I end up snoozing my alarm and end up not being able to study or I miss the workout, I don't feel great about myself at all. When I have 2 hours blocked off of my schedule to write my paper, but I do something unproductive instead, I don't feel too confident in myself either. Rather, when I wake up and I smash that workout, then I go to class and then I come home and I eat something healthy and then I get a draft for my paper done, that's when I feel my best. That is when I feel great about myself and I have such high self-worth. I have kept my promises to myself. I've followed through on what I said I was going to do. That is one of the best feelings that you can give yourself. And your confidence just continues to build and build from that. So to wrap this up, I just want to reiterate that law school is tough and it requires you to have several things going on at once, especially once you're in your second and third year. Of course, your first year is super difficult because of the learning curve. And I think, honestly, the most accurate way to describe your first year is being thrown into an ocean and just trying not to drown. It's okay if you're doggy paddling for a while at first before you learn how to swim. We all go through that. But having a routine is going to help make sure that you have time blocked off every single day for you to read and brief your cases and to begin to work on your outlines and to study, to do everything you need to do. But also still find time for something that you enjoy that is not law school related. Guys, law school is not your entire existence. I really strongly encourage you to still have an outside hobby outside of law school. It is so important. I'm so glad that I made sure that I had exercise as my outside hobby, as well as painting and writing some fiction here and there. It's so important to make sure that you have something going on that isn't law school related so you can kind of keep an open perspective about life, because law school can get really crazy. And whenever you're dealing with something mentally taxing like law school, it helps to have structure, and that structure can be found through a routine. All right, guys, that is what I have for you today for our episode all about routines, why I love a good routine, why it has changed my life, especially in law school. And if you wouldn't mind, if you enjoyed this episode, if you found it helpful, go ahead and rate and review it. It helps us reach other listeners, other people that we could help with this information. I love sharing this stuff with you guys, and I would love to help more people if I could. Go ahead, send it to family, friends, whoever you think would benefit from it. And thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really do hope it was helpful. And if you guys are interested in seeing what my Google Calendar looks like, just for kind of like a reference for you to make your own routine, I am more than happy to share that with you. Just reach out on Instagram and I'd be more than happy to share that with you. And if you don't know, my Instagram is @thelegalgirlpod. It's where I post most often and I post about what I'm currently doing in law school, some informational things, some things about my experiences. So go ahead and if you're on Instagram, join our community, follow me, and reach out. I love hearing from you guys and I love hearing about what you think about the podcast, what you would like to hear next. Okay, guys, until next time, keep breathing and keep briefing. Bye.